You're listening to Flip Side. This is Todd Steed, and I'm talking with Trey Crowder, also known as the liberal redneck, who lives here in Knoxville, which kind of shocked me, I have to be honest, because I saw the video on Facebook, and several friends sent it to me, and I said, where is this guy from? And then they said, I don't know, and you're from Knoxville.
Well, I'm not from Knoxville. I mean, I'm from Tennessee. I'm from not too far away, but it's a little place called Salina, Tennessee, Clay County. I mean, it's rural. It's remote. It's up above Cookeville, if you know where that is.
It's right near, Clay County's right near the Kentucky border.
It's on the Kentucky line.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is.
Well, how about that? Yeah, that's where I grew up, but I've lived in this area for like the past 6 years. Actually, though, and it pains me to say this too, but I'm about to move to California. Me and the family are moving to L.A. All this stuff that's going on with me, it's just kind of being drawn. I can't really help it, you know. I've never lived outside the South, and I'm not particularly pumped about the prospect of living outside the South, to be honest with you, because I love it here. But we'll see what happens. A new adventure.
What's the one thing about the South you think you'll actually miss the most?
The fall, probably. You know, football weather, as I call it, just football, the football atmosphere, the weather itself, how it feels, the trees and how everything looks, the way it smells down here in the fall. That's definitely one of them. Another one will be just, I don't know, just the attitude that people have, people that I like hanging around, you know what I mean? It's more like laid back and having a good time or whatever. Not that that doesn't exist other places, but I just don't feel like it's the same. I don't know. I'll miss a lot about it.
And, you know, I know you do a lot of traveling with mm-hmm. your stand-up work, and so you're out of the South a lot. Is there something about the South that maybe you won't miss as much?
Well, yeah, there are definitely some things I won't miss as much either. I won't miss a lot of the billboards and bumper stickers, a lot of the church signs and stuff that I see around here that I personally am not a fan of. I won't miss those things. I won't miss the super angry people hollering all the time, which I guess I'm one to talk. But, you know, there are definitely things I won't miss about it, too, for sure.
When you were growing up in Clay County, did you have, like, a group that really, or even a song that really got you through high school and that weird time of life?
It's funny you say that. I actually just wrote an article about this, but it's not finished yet. I'm currently writing an article about it. Specific song, well, kind of. I'm getting ahead of myself. As far as a band goes, it's the Drive-By Truckers. I found them when I was in like high school age and then throughout college, and that band was huge for me because I just related to them a lot. Actually, even the whole time I've been doing comedy, and not just them, but other bands like them, but they were the first one that I heard that was like, just like I try to be as a comedian, they're overtly Southern, without a doubt, but not in the stereotypical way that people expect you to be when you're Southern. They're not, you know, they're not like that radio country stuff that you hear at all. But yet, again, they're very, very Southern. There's no denying it. And that really meant a lot to me at that age because I was like, oh, finally, there's, you know, you can be both. You can be proud to be from the South and not be, you know, the worst. So they were a huge band for me, and I mean still are, you know. I've actually gotten to know them a little bit over the past year, met them, hung out with them and stuff. Patterson Hood came to our show in Portland. Mike Cooley's coming to the one we have in Birmingham here in a few weeks, and so it's, yeah, that's been one of the more surreal parts of this, but I would say those guys.
Well, that actually makes complete sense because that album, Southern Rock Opera, mm-hmm. is exactly what you're saying to me. It's an incredible turning point in sort of American rock and roll of the South.
Yeah,
where characters started having more than just one or two dimensions.
Right.
You know, and the way they looked at George Wallace, for example, mm-hmm. just, you know, maybe Randy Newman's Good Old Boys did that a little bit, but
right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, like I said, at the time, I mean, it blew my mind. And, I mean, they were my favorite band they're still one of my favorite bands. But, I mean, yeah, they were the answer to your question. Like, that was the most important band to me in that time in my life was definitely the Truckers.
But when you were growing up, and say, in Clay County, would you play that record for people and then go, what is this? Or did a lot of people go, yeah?
Well, I always tell people, you know, and it surprises people pretty much universally, no matter where I'm at. And I understand why, but like even in Clay County, even in Salina, like I wasn't, don't get me wrong, was I in the minority? Without a doubt. I was the weird, you know, weird, smart, funny-talking kid. Funny-talking because I use big words, you know what I mean, or whatever. Like, I was that guy. But I wasn't a unicorn, though, even there. Like, my close group of buddies, guys I'm still close with, like, they're just like me in a lot of ways. And so, yeah, they also loved the truckers, you know what I mean? And my dad, I call him, like, the OG liberal redneck, and he was a huge music buff. And the Truckers were actually the first band that I ever played for him that he actually liked. And so he liked them too. So I never really ran in. I never played them for anybody that I knew wouldn't like them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And everybody I hung out with and was close to, I was like, you'll dig this. And they did.
If you are just joining us, we're talking with Trey Crowder, a.k.a. the Liberal Redneck. We're talking about the Drive-By Truckers. Let's listen to some right now. This is from Southern Rock Opera. The Southern Thing.
Yes.
thing. Stay out of the way of the southern thing. Stay out of the way of the southern thing.
On the road doing these stand-up tours, do you have music that you like to listen to before you go on stage, or do you have music you like to listen to in the van or the whatever you're traveling in?
Yeah, we've got all that. I'm on tour with two other guys, Drew Morgan and Corey Forrester. They're also liberal Southern comics and good friends of mine, and we each have our go-to, like, I don't want to say walk-up music, but like they announce you, and then as you're walking up to, I mean, it is walk-up music.
Sure.
But so the and mine is actually Never Gonna Change by the Drive-By Truckers, and Drew's is Tennessee Jed, and Corey actually switches him up some, but it's usually in that same vein. And then what we listen to, like, on the road, like when we're driving, we have very similar tastes musically, and so. Like, I can tell you that we have a lot of the same favorites, such as the Truckers and Jason Isbell and Sturgill Simpson and Hayes Carl and American Aquarium and bands like that. But we also, all three of us, like rap a lot, you know, which is actually pretty common for people of our generation from the South. Rap was huge in Salina growing up. And so we're all rap fans too. And we have this other, we have a playlist that's called the Gone Learn playlist, which is every rap song on it is, the theme of it is somebody learning, which just means, like, you know, learning not to disrespect you or whatever, like those types of rap songs, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know who you're dealing with, MF-er type of thing. Like, and there's a, rap is rich with examples of those types of songs, and so that one's a pretty banging playlist that we go to a lot too. So it's usually it's one of those two things, either that kind of rap specifically, or, you know, just like banging rap or trap or whatever, or like the Americana and the legit country, you know, the guys I was talking about earlier. It's usually one of the two.
This is Flipside, Todd Steed, along with Trey Crowder. I'm going to choose the rap song then. This one may not fit into the genre you're describing, but it's definitely Southern and a very influential rap single, for me at least. This is Arrested Development. I think you'll know this one.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force and truth. Strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans.
Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship. Talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Past iceberg, into rivers, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the road my forefathers walked, climb the
trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came. My family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to
Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. Instead, cause I set myself on a quest for truth and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to
You're listening to Flipside, talking with Trey Crowder. This is Todd Steed. Yeah, I really am interested in this concept of like the modern Southern white guy listening to rap music and Southern rock type things and traditional country type things. I find that kind of fascinating because if I like rewind my own brain back to the 70s when I grew up, it, especially I grew up here in Knoxville, it was kind of the same thing. A lot like if people love like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Mm-hmm.
They liked the Outlaws, and they liked ZZ Top,
mm-hmm.
and then they liked Sly and the Family Stone, James
right.
Brown,
yeah.
Al Green, the Shy Lights.
Yeah, well, that's surprising to people from outside. There's a lot of things about the South that are surprising to people from outside the South. The South is very misunderstood around the rest of this country, and that's one of the things that is surprising to people, and it's like, I mean, I think it makes complete sense. I mean, there's more black people in the southern United States than any other part of the country, you know, by a lot. So, like, their culture is ingrained in our culture down here, too, in a lot of different ways. So, like, to me, it's not at all surprising that, you know, quote-unquote black music is very popular in the South. I mean, I'm not, you know, that makes sense to me.
One of the weird things when I first started leaving the South on traveling around in my youth, I remember going to Boston one time and someone heard my Southern accent and they said something like, oh, it's such great to hear that. And I'm like, really? That's not usually the reaction I get. And then they went on sort of a racial kind of thing. Has this happened to you? Or like people like, hey, I found someone who will understand my racism.
No, I knew you were going to say that. But honestly, no, I haven't really had that much. But you have to understand. And I mean, I did travel and stuff before. But still, I'm sure I ran into that a time or two, but I can't remember. Oh, actually, yes. Yes, it did. Not long ago at all. We were in a casino. Me and Drew were playing blackjack in Hollywood, Florida. at a Hard Rock Casino, and it was just me and him at a table. It was the middle of the day. We had a show that night. We're just killing time. And so it was just me and him at the table and the dealer. And the dealer was from South Africa, but a white guy from South Africa. And he realized immediately we were from the South. And so he didn't just get overtly racist, but he started saying a lot of things that, like, we both knew, like, there's no way he would be saying, but he thinks we're on board with him. You know, and actually come to find, he never explicitly stated this, but he left South Africa in like 93 or something. So basically, you know, apartheid ended and he got the hell out of there. You know what I mean? And so actually, yes, I do. I have had that happen to me very recently. But for the most part, when I'm out on the road, the people I'm encountering at shows and stuff, they know who I am. You know what I mean? They came to the show to see me or whatever. So like, I don't really get that much.
Yeah, they've already got you. They've got a beat on you already.
Right.
Is there any music that you listen to at night after a show? Because I imagine the adrenaline that, especially when the show's going really well, the adrenaline can be very intense, and then maybe going to sleep is not so easy afterward. Is there something you listen to at night just to, like, turn your brain down a couple of notches?
No, because, I don't know, as far as going to sleep, I've always been a white noise guy. I can't, like, sleep to music, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a sleep with the fan on type guy. Now, I mean, as far as, like, stuff I listen to wind me down, yeah, I mean, I have a whole playlist for that, but it's more just, yeah, relaxation type stuff. But it's a lot of the same, you know, acts or bands that I mentioned already, just their slower stuff. And then in addition to that, there's, like, The National, which I realize is kind of out of left field for me, but, like, I love them for that exact reason. And then also Explosions in the Sky, which they're from Texas, but, you know, still not, they're not the Americana type stuff I was talking about earlier, but they're one of my favorite bands of all time, and I think they're really good for that. So, I mean, yeah, I definitely have. Oh, and the XX, you know that
right,
is?
Right.
Yeah, those are some of my chill-out bands.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, you're moving to, are you moving to Los Angeles? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're trying to confess?
I am, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you going to live? Do you know where you're going to live? Or
not yet. We're trying to work it out right now. Probably, it's looking like maybe either Glendale or Burbank, one of the two.
Yep.
But we haven't gotten it nailed down. But, I mean, yeah, this is, it's happening.
All right. Well, when are you heading out?
we're actually leaving Monday.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, we're in the process of packing and everything and stuff right now. We got movers coming Saturday, and we don't have a place nailed down, but we're still going because I need to be out there. So we're gonna do like an Airbnb or whatever short term if we have to, and have our stuff just sitting there waiting until we actually do find a place. But we're getting close. I think hopefully we'll, you know, settle on something. Between now and the time we actually arrive, which will be like next Friday, so fingers crossed.
And are you working on a television show? Is that what the?
Yeah, I mean it's the. I don't know how familiar you are with like the TV industry and how it works, but I'm working on a pilot right now for Fox. I have a development deal with Warner Brothers, and we are developing a pilot for a sitcom for Fox. But this is all public. It's been announced. Whatever else, but like it. That doesn't mean it'll ever be on the air, though. I mean, hopefully, that's the idea, obviously, and that's the hope, but that's just not how it works. You got to make the pilot first and see how that goes, and then they'll either put you through from there or they won't, you know what I mean? But that is the main reason I'm going out there. But even if it ends up not getting made, I just need to be out there. All this stuff that's happened with me, there's been a lot of – if I don't move out there, I'll be going out there all the time anyway.
Right.
And, like, I've got a family. I'm married with – well, I've got two little boys, and so, like, I don't like – I want to be away from home as little as I can. So, yeah, we decided it just made sense just to get out there. So that's what we're doing.
I just need you to make me one promise.
Okay.
Just tell me you'll never develop an affinity for the Dodgers.
Okay, you got it. No, I'm a Braves fan. So, yeah, that won't happen. But, yeah, and I will not be losing the accent either because, as the Drive-By Truckers / Jason Isbell said, don't worry about losing your accent. Southern man tells better jokes.
That's right. Trey Crowder, thanks for joining us here on Flipside.
Thank you very much, Todd. I appreciate it.